AMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And we're going to talk some business. We got Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler in studio with us. Welcome back, Lyle. It's been like a couple months.
Yeah, I wasn't here. I think you had Trent Armbrust from our office on last month, and trying to remember where I was off to, but somewhere that I couldn't make it.
I think you're on some conference, I believe.
Yeah, our national. Something. That's right, our national chamber conference up in Des Moines. So I was not able to be here. So I appreciate Trent coming in and substituting for me, our good director of economic development. So. And he probably updated you on all kinds of
things. He did great. Trent does a good job.
Yeah, he does a very good job.
He does a good job. And really, let's take a quick little aside, because it was something you just saw on CBS News, actually. I don't know, Dave, you just saw that too, but apparently just now they have announced that Aretha Franklin has died.
We just had that on CBS News.
Was that at the top of the hour?
That was the top of the hour story here. So
Brady and I were talking.
We were talking, so that's...
You were busy. I was busy.
But that's a real legend that, you know, for me and a former broadcaster, as Dave, you know, have been in the broadcast industry many, many years ago. And she is just one of those superstars that is incredible.
And not just as a vocal talent, but as a woman. And her integrity was terrific. She had a tremendous compassion, tremendous vocalist, as we all know. And she had such a feel for her fans. There's so many great, wonderful things. I think it's also ironic that this day, August 16th, we lost the king of rock and roll.
Yep.
Elvis Presley died this day, 77.
Yes, that's right.
And now we lost the queen of soul on this day. And Babe Ruth passed away on this day.
I heard that.
Back in 1948.
I'm a Red Sox fan from way back.
And that curse. The curse of the Bambino.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that, Brady?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I've seen the Sandlot.
All right. Okay. All right. But, you know, August 16th now has another footnote in history. Sad to say. Yeah. Just we expected that. News came out earlier this week that she was gravely ill.
Yep.
But that's a voice and a woman whose character will transcend time.
That's right. Great, sure. a real a legend of the music industry. So sad to see that.
Yeah, again, we were talking during the hour news. So Anyway, just wanted to address that real quick. But looking at some other things, going back to some kind of local business, going back to new business, I guess you can say. Looking at some things here with Lyle Butler, the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President, and one thing that we always do when we have you on, and or Trent, whoever's on from the chamber, we usually go with the opening soon sort of list. And kind of last week or last month, it was kind of a shorter list and didn't kind of what we're used to, and I guess kind of the same today.
Yeah, Brady, I think before we go through the list, and we will, is that you and I were talking, and I think we've mentioned it from time to time here on K-Man and In Focus over many years that I've been doing this, is that, you know, we kind of got spoiled. We had about a 10 to 12 year run when I would be coming in and talking about the opening soons, where we'd have at one point over five pages of opening soons or projects under construction, and a lot of that was due to the fact, if you go back not very many years ago, but we had the Big Red One that came back from Germany. That brought a lot of soldiers and many, many families along with that, and just an increase in Fort Riley. And K-State was growing rapidly. They were adding every single year 300-400 new students, which meant more faculty and staff had to be hired to support that growth. And if you go back, I was telling someone just the other day that if you go back when the rest of the country was going through a recession, Manhattan never felt it. And in fact, the Associated Press and USA Today did a feature articles about Riley County Kansas as being the least economically stressed county in all of the United States. Of I don't know how many, there's thousands of counties in the United States. We were the least economically stressed county in all of the United States. And Associated Press and USA Today had a front page article that featured the growth and things that were happening in Riley County and what an anomaly we were in the country. And we got a lot of feature stories, national stories about that. And that was due to two of our huge economic engines. Fort Riley was growing and expanding. K-State was growing. And so both of those things kept us really very strong. What's happened today, a lot of it is federal government. Again, I know that you have Perry Wiggins on from talking about the Governor's Military Council, brings updates to all of you. But again, over the last several years, because of budget cuts at the federal level and wanting to downsize the Army overall for at least a period of time, we lost a brigade here, and that's upwards of 4,000 soldiers are not here in our area anymore. And then the associated families, the civilians that support a brigade, those jobs are gone, and that has an economic impact on our in our region. And then at the same time, and again, you've covered this on your news programs and talking to K-State folks, is that we are down 2,000 students at Fort Riley over the last three and a half or so
K-State.
Years. I mean, K-State. So you combine those things, and the state of Kansas has cut the budgets for the region's universities several times, significant cuts, and they've had to not fill jobs at K-State. Those things do have an effect on our economy. So during the good times, or during the bad times for the rest of the economy, we were a real anomaly. We were doing the downtown redevelopment at that time. We had a lot of housing growth that was occurring. And in fact, we were talking before we went on the air. I remember one time driving through some parts of the Northview area over here when there were, gosh, there were probably over 100 homes that were under construction at the same time. And I can remember looking out over it, and having lived in Colorado and having visited the Phoenix area, we looked like just unbelievable growth that the community hadn't seen during that time. So which brings us sort of full circle. This isn't meant to be doom and gloom. I think we in this economy have got to pause. The good news that is occurring is that our private sector companies, because now the U.S. economy is so strong that you take private sector businesses that are here in this community that are shipping products to other areas of the United States, like Manco Windows and Florence Manufacturing and Civics Plus and a whole bunch of great companies that we have in our community, their business has been expanding, and they've been hiring new employees. And so that's helped keep our economy here at least stable and growing a little bit. And that isn't to say that businesses, things like retailers, and we'll talk about some of that here in a few minutes, and other businesses aren't looking to move and to locate here. It's just it's slowed down a little bit. But I anticipate with NBAF coming online and some of the, in a few years, and some of the projects that we at the Chamber, that Trent and the community and Kansas State University are all working on, there'll be continued announcements of companies that are coming to the area, new companies, and there are companies that are here that we're working with that are getting ready to announce some expansion programs. And so there's some good things that are coming. So I don't want your listeners to think that, oh, we're headed for this horrible crash. But when you lose the kinds of numbers that I just mentioned at Fort Riley and at K-State, it's going to have an economic impact on the region. But again, the private sector companies have been doing overall well, and I think we're going to see those and some announcements before the end of this year that are going to be some good news and some big projects that we're working on, big and small. I look forward to some good things in the rest of 2018 and 2019. But construction has slowed down. Building permits, I think you have Brad Clausen come on, and he talks about some of that. And so I think he and I, and we look at all of our information, and so we've just seen a little bit of a slowdown. But we still have things to talk about.
Right.
I want to make sure that people who know that understand that there's still some good things happening, not just in Manhattan, but in Pottawatomie County and in Gary County, too.
It's always an ebb and flow on these things, just anyway, just naturally. Hey, we still got some business openings to talk about.
And I think, Brady, the thing that I would also say is that our unemployment rate continues to be extremely low. So there are people being hired, and in fact, there's I haven't checked recently, but I know that over the last 2 years, when I've checked the numbers in this region, meaning Manhattan, Junction City, and the Wamego, the three counties, there's been between 1,800 and 2,600 jobs that have been open. Through our region. So there are jobs that that are available.
Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk.
Nope.
No? We'll take that phone call right now? Okay. Let's go ahead and take that phone call right now. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yeah. What's the status of Burger King on the west side? And also, is Wendy's going to reopen? Is there any word on that? They've had that fire here some months ago. Doesn't look like anything's happening there. I just wonder if you had any input on that.
Yeah, what we know, the Burger King on the west side left that location, and Burger King was only leasing that space, so the actual owner of that property has it for sale. Speaking of Burger King, and those of you that drive by in Aggieville, where Burger King is located there, they are doing a complete remodel and updating of that Burger King. And then, of course, there's a Burger King on the east side of town. As far as Wendy's goes, yes, that's taken a long time. The architects and owners of that Wendy's on the west side of town are working with the city and submitting plans to fix that. And the indication is that in the fourth quarter of this year, you will see some construction at that site. At least that's the latest information. And they hope to have that Wendy's open by the end of the fourth quarter or early the first quarter of 2019.
All right. Very good. Thanks for that call. Let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.